You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Our poll of the day is up on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. It's also the question we're asking you on the phones right now at 800-636-1067. Did the Nationals make the right decision by firing Mike Rizzo with Davey Martinez yesterday after the team was swept by Boston and fell to 37-53? The Metropolitan and Moving Storage poll of the day: local, long distance, residential, commercial, three decades of best-in-class service and experience. Danny.
No. Because here's what I wonder. What is the metric? What are you being judged against? Who? You and I know if our ratings are bad for an extended period of time, we'll lose the gig. A salesperson knows you don't meet your sales quota for X number of quarters, you lose the gig. A riveter, your rivets fall out or they don't work for X number of times, you lose the gig. What was the standard? What are we being judged against? What were the criteria? And without any kind of plugged-in plan, without any kind of plan at all from this ownership group, from an intractable, glacially paced group of folks that kind of can't figure out which way is up on anything, I don't know what standard they were holding Mike Rizzo to for a long enough time. Doesn't mean he gets a job for life because of the success. They haven't been successful in a long time. But he's trying to go into the budget DVD bin, find a good movie, and you're mad at him for not finding a good movie when he can only spend a dollar. You know what I'm saying? If he gets to go to the good DVD bin and he comes home with Shawshank Redemption, great job. When you see he can only spend a buck and it's Colin Poche, I know, you're limited. Doesn't mean he's done everything right, but I always wonder what the standard is. So for me, after the season, with a longer plan in place, you get a search firm involved, you start figuring out what you don't know, and engaged ownership, I could get behind it. This is not an engaged ownership group. And that's kind of the pivotal point here for me is you don't get to come off your perch for the first time in months and be interested for an hour and a half and fire the architect the week before the draft. That, to me, isn't the right decision.
So you mentioned earlier this is really complicated and there's a lot of layers to it. And I think for me, that's because there's multiple conversations to have at the same time. The first is really the only one I care about. And I think that's where I differ from a lot of the people that will be calling in today, which is to say that this is all about ownership, in my opinion, that the lack of spending at the major league roster has caught up to them. And whatever that looks like in terms of spending on things that involve development and drafting and in every other organization of the team, I think is extremely problematic. So I don't care if Andrew Friedman of the Dodgers walked through that door. I don't think you're getting championship-level production in baseball when you're not engaged, you're not involved, and financially you're not committed. So that, to me, is the beginning, the end of any conversation, full stop, put a period at the end of the sentence. Now, if you want to just suspend that and say, okay, we get it, You think this is about ownership and that's where we need to focus. Like we did with Dan Snyder for many, many years, we still talked about football. So if you want me to just have now a different conversation and set that to the side, which is that everything else is getting evaluated and graded on curves because this is an unacceptable, kind of ridiculous state of the union here, I can also do that. And that's where I would tell you that while I think the ledger for Mike Rizzo over his duration was way more positive than it was negative, and that I would say he'll be remembered as a gigantic success here because they won a World Series, and that 2012 to 2020-ish time frame was marvelous, where they were one of the best teams in Major League Baseball pre-pandemic. Post-pandemic, it has been really bad. And in a results business, it is very reasonable that you're out of a job when you're in charge of the draft and the draft results look like they have. Mm-hmm. And when you're in charge of developing players and the development of players looks as unsuccessful as it has been for as long as it has been that way. So this was, for me, about timing when I say I wouldn't have done it. The week of the draft, the month of the deadline, but also in season. I would have had no problem, frankly, if they would have moved on and gone in a different direction this offseason that passed. Mm-hmm. This coming offseason, I think I'm in a place now where I would have started fresh. Manager would have been long gone because I would have fired Davey during the Rocky series. And in Rizzo's case, rather than re-upping at $4 million and keeping him around, I would have probably gone maybe younger and more data-driven or something like that if things didn't turn around in the second half of the season because the results would be speaking for themselves. That having been said, I think that this happening yesterday, for me, is what I have a hard time getting behind. But I don't think anything that took place is crazy. You know, it all makes sense when you look at how bad it's been for as long as it's been bad. What's funny is they're not that far away. And that's where I go back to, if only they'd spent a little bit of money. And the last thing I'll say is this. Whereas Rizzo, the quote he used with Barry Svrluga in the Post, which I loved, was, "I navigated that ownership group for 20 years, which is so telling, right?
Tells you a story.
But whereas he did a really good job with his front office for a long time, especially at trades, masking the deficiencies of their own foibles in the draft and in development or what have you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Also, making $10 go a long way, that's what this job's going to be. We're operating in this town now like it's small market baseball. You need someone who can be a small market executive. You're only getting $50 when the big boys get $1,000. You need to make your $50 go a long way. They couldn't have had a worse offseason, in my opinion, with the money they were given. Now, the offseason problem to me is still ownership. They didn't spend enough. Mm-hmm. You can't sit here and tell me with a straight face that this team should be a playoff team when their highest paid player is Nathaniel Lowe and their second highest paid player is Mike Soroka. You don't get to have that be the case and be a playoff team. Those two things can't be true. They weren't supposed to be good, by the way. 70.5 wins was their projected win total in Las Vegas. 70 wins.
Yep.
They're on pace for 67 after the last horrendous 6 weeks. Only the Marlins, Rockies, and White Sox, according to odds makers, should have been worse than this Nats team that was built this year. They didn't build it that way because Mike Rizzo hates spending money or doesn't like good players. They built it that way because those are the resources they were given. That having been said, again, complicated. There's more conversations to have always. If I only give you $6 million to get a good DH, you're not going to get a good DH. But you got to get someone who helps you more than Josh Bell did. No, that didn't work. I only give you $8 million to spend on your bullpen. Well, that doesn't go as far as it needs to. I need $20 million. I'm giving you $8 million. Well, I need to spend that $8 million not on Colin Poche, Lucas Sims, and Jorge Lopez, who are all gone in the first month of the year. And to me, that's where this thing went off the rails. In the past, I made the money go a little further. And for the first time, they really had a very, very bad offseason, in my opinion, with the little bit of money that they were given. And that's part of why yesterday happened.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I mean, to me, I keep going back to what is the standard, right? If we just discovered what the standard is yesterday, that this isn't good enough, oh, man, I got a big mirror for you to look into, well, to the ownership group.
I mean, ownership. Did they expect this team to be pretty good, do you think? And did Davey and Mike saying in the spring and all season, and I think Mike was just saying what he has to as an executive. It's Mike Shanahan saying he'll stake his reputation
on
John Beck. But, like, did they pay for the fact that they said to everyone who would ask, this is our year to turn the corner. This is our year to get over 500. This is our year to compete. I can't imagine they really believed that. I just think that they're smart enough as baseball guys to know that when Nathaniel Lowe and Mike Soroka at $19 million combined are your two high-paid big-ticket items, you're probably not going to win 84 or 86 games. But do you think they paid the price, whereas maybe they were saying that to ownership?
That's what I wonder.
Last year, look up and go, you're 37-53. You told me you were going to be over 500.
Yeah, the worst thing you can do is fall short of expectations. So when the Wizards tell you, we're rebuilding, people can make a joke or two here and there, but nobody's furious. I mean, a couple people are mad, but everyone also understands, being an adult, gets that they're rebuilding. You don't get mad at them for you know, losing 65 games. When you tell us you're going to be good and it's going to be better than it was and it's worse, people get pissed. So that pissed off, I think, finally got up to the ownership suite, right? Of where fans are furious, and it finally got enough for them, rattled the cage enough times where they go, hey, we should probably do something too.
Jeff Passan of ESPN broke the news yesterday. He's on the show in 20 minutes. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in. Let's go to Dan, who's in Connecticut. Dan, did they make the right decisions yesterday?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely. I've been saying this for years. I think that the game has passed Rizzo by. If you look at the last decade or so, a lot of guys in their 30s and 40s, you know, the MIT, WizKid, Sabermetrics, people were promoted. Mike Rizzo, he's 64. He's kind of got the older, you know, scout vibe to him. And so that's my first point. And my second point would be, Danny, your question of what is the standard? The standard is draft well. And the last 10 years has been abysmal. I mean, they did a good job with Harper, Strasburg, Rendon. Those were consensus top five, you know, number one overall guys. But we're talking Mason Dennebarg and Jackson Rutledge and Elijah Green, these guys that are like quote-unquote toolsy. You know, he's tall and he throws hard. Or this guy has great power and, you know, lots of speed. But guess what? He doesn't know what the strike zone is. I'm talking about Green, who's, you know, number one in the minors in strikeouts. So I'm curious as to your
well, so that's
that.
Your standard. Yeah. And it's a good one, by the way. It's mine, too. You cannot have a run of Eric Fetty, Carter Kieboom, Seth Romero, Mason Denenberg, Jackson Rutledge, you know, and you mentioned some of the other names. You can't. That's your standard. Ownership standard, I don't know what it is. That's my point.
They've extended Rizzo multiple times during and after that window.
Yeah.
So it wasn't their standard at some point. By the way, when they played some checkbook baseball and actually signed free agents, and via great trades throughout his entire time here, and his trade history is the calling card. Mm-hmm. It is... in a savior, in a sense, because of the drafting and the development. But they were able to mask those deficiencies with resources. When the resources dried up, you can't mask them as well. Thank God for the Soto deal, or you're the Rockies, basically. But nobody in his time as an executive has had a better trade history than Mike Rizzo, and that coupled with some really, I think, successful free agency decisions, including one of the great free agency signings ever in Max Scherzer.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, his ledger may go down as a World Series champion, and on his business card it might say, best free agent signing in history with Scherzer, and the best trade return ever on the Soto deal. Not too shabby.
Not bad, right?
That doesn't speak to everything else where there were shortcomings, obviously. But I promise you, to the caller's point, if you are handcuffed, if you don't have the technology that you need to develop players, see the Post story this week about the hitting machine they don't have that some teams have had since 2018. Andrew Friedman ain't going to be drafting as well as he does with the Dodgers playing checkbook baseball with unlimited funds either. Now, doesn't mean it's an excuse, and if that's what they said to him, hey, too many years where the draft and the development hasn't been good enough, I think it's really hard to argue that. And that is a reasonable enough decision to make. I would ask why they wouldn't have made it this offseason and why they waited until now on the precipice of a draft that you could say, well, it's good, he's not going to be in the room, which is a straw man, unfunny zing anyway. But okay, if that's, you want to get a couple retweets and say that, that's fine. But to that, I would say the work is done. He just led the 11 months. He went and saw the players. He put the draft board together with Mike DiBartolo. That's all already been done. So if the zing is, let's not have Mike Rizzo in charge of another draft because of the draft history, even though I'd say they've done pretty damn good at number one overall. But that's fine. Then you should have done it this offseason, and you would have had months with somebody else running this whole thing to prepare for the draft this week.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.